Okay, thank you. Okay, 7:30, May 18th, Village of Pono Board of Trustees meeting. Present are myself, Deputy Mayor Lasker, Mr. Zaidel, Mr. Greenberg. I see Mr. Greenwald is not with us. We still have a quorum. So let's begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay. Did anybody sign? Anybody sign up for the general comment period? Okay. For the cultural center report, Gede's not here. He hasn't been. We haven't been able to contact him via email. So I hope.
He sent an email.
I didn't see it.
Did he request funding?
I did not see an email
from him. I saw an email.
When did that? When did that come?
This morning about the e-card.
I saw an email about the e-card as well.
10:35 this morning, but he didn't.
He didn't attach anything.
Okay, so we'll leave it like this. I think we approved already most of the stuff all the way to the summer.
Okay, well, as long as he's healthy,
yeah.
That's the important thing, right?
Right.
Okay, tell Gede, just reach out to him, tell him if he needs anything, we'll do it next meeting, and as always, hopefully he's feeling well. Okay, approval of minutes. Did everybody get the meeting minutes in the email? At the end. I don't have them.
Yeah, I see it. Last few pages.
So, can you please make a motion?
I make a motion to approve the meeting minutes of April 27th, 2026.
Second
by Trustee Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Greenberg. All in favor?
Aye. Okay, passes 4, 1 absent. Okay, Treasury report. Mr. Zaidel, can you take care of that, please?
Payment of general funds claim totaling $208,789.85 and the monthly abstract list date the same date, April 23rd through May 13, 2026, as submitted and hereby approved, subject to individual audits by the Board of Trustees, May 1st, 2026, as set forth in the daily amount of $1,980.00 is hereby submitted for approval, subject to individual audits by the Board of Trustees, seconded by Deputy Mayor Mendy Lasker, and motion is carried.
Aye.
4-0.
The reason we have that larger than usual is because we made a payment for the park that's being finished at Burgess Meredith. We made another payment.
Okay.
That hopefully we're going to get back in grants that we received recently, the last 2 years.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Let's get to new business. We have a application for a special permit, 34 Northridge. The applicant is here.
Maybe before we open the motion for the public hearing, maybe the applicant should give us a quick rundown, the other way around?
It's up to you.
Maybe you should give a quick rundown.
Please.
If you may.
So
So that will help alleviate.
That will help alleviate as more cars off the road. We got the comments all from the village engineer, village planner. All of the comments will be addressed, and there's nothing substantially. It's all more or less comments on the actual construction from drainage, and then a few comments which hopefully, as per our engineer, we hope within the next week we should be able to address all the comments from the engineer and the building plan.
Okay. Let's go from here. Let's go from one direction to another. So, last one question.
Yeah. So, again, I want to hear from the public also, but I just wanted to clarify the there was some comments from the engineer. You got them?
I got them, and we went through all of them. And
the more bushes, the buffer. The buffer is gonna be on
whatever
you require. Okay, that's fine. You have until the 11th to fix it.
Yeah, we got the comments on the day of the public hearing, so there was no time to address all the comments, but it's all minor comments, easy to satisfy.
So okay. And the lighting, is that being satisfying the engineer's request for the hours and the power of the lighting?
Like I said, the hours of the lighting is not something that I can want to hear from the village what's the hour to shut down. To me, we can set it up whichever way.
No, we just don't want, we don't care the light, we just don't want the neighbors to feel like too much light.
Yeah, so we gave in a full lighting plan with lumens, as per the engineer and everything.
Obviously you want it to be safe for the congregants.
There was one item that the village has of me, which was the lighting, the pole, the actual pole, which will be submitted. I have it actually here, but it doesn't matter.
The curb cuts are going to be fixed?
Yeah.
The curb cuts that the engineer
had? Clarified.
Clarify
the curb cuts, the overlay, the
you have also the plan.
Side distance, all this count is very basic. The drainage system, which type of catch basins, there's two different types. Clarify which one goes with, and what else?
The garbage container, you're going to have it located on the map somewhere?
I'm going to have the garbage located on the map, but just not showing. I mean, we have to allocate for it, but it's not showing.
The plans look very nice. I hope it will be in reality the same as in the plan. The house of worship to me looks very blending to the neighborhood. So hopefully it will be a nice lamp. A nice site for the neighbors and for the area people that live around there. Again, that's my comment. And it looks like you're not going above the height limit, right?
No.
Okay.
We're saving foot, we have ground detention system.
And you can go for variance.
There's no variance.
Can you just elaborate on the issue with the buffer that the engineer mentioned? What exactly is going to...
The engineer mentioned that we should clarify all the things on the buffer to stay, not to take it down.
The current trees weren't... I thought as a result of the fire, there were dead trees.
It's basically, as it stated on the survey, I don't know why the engineer didn't see that. On the back and on the right side, all the trees that is on the lot line should not be taken down. Of course, there is a few of the dead trees from the fire, but plus he's asking to have a full buffer of a line of trees on a hunch.
And the applicant is okay with that?
Yes. Good. The back we did, the side
perfect.
We didn't do it.
Perfect.
Yet, but it will be satisfied.
Okay.
Tomorrow?
No. Okay.
Rana, no comments?
Come on.
Okay.
I have a garbage in the rest
of the plan. No, I went through the plan.
Good.
As long as everything is going to...
So, okay, now I guess we'll make a motion. Yes, so please, make a motion.
I make a motion to open the public hearing as noticed in the news and in NOHUD, to open the public hearing for the House of Worship at 34 Mercer. Do you have a second?
Second
by Trustee Naldello, all in favor?
Aye.
My motion carries 4-0.
Moshe, is there anybody who requested to speak? You want to reach out? Does anyone want to speak about the... If you want to come up, please keep it to 3 minutes and state your name and address. By the state. No problem. No, go ahead. Anybody's welcome to speak.
So this is the... this is the lower one.
Hi, Andrew Gerson, 28 North Ridge Road, probably about 502 feet from the home. I didn't get to know.
You're still welcome to come and comment, but yes. You're not getting notices.
No,
by law.
I understand right. that.
Good.
And I'm glad that the postings were there and such. As I said to the zoning board,
Planning board,
that the most concerns that I have and my family and my neighbors have is safety. Is making sure that the building ultimately serves the community in a safe environment for the congregants, for the people around, and for everybody that's impacted by house worship. I've seen so many things happen there over the past couple of years, including a fire, which I personally was there at 6 o'clock, 6:30 in the morning, running down and seeing that happen. There's rumors going around, and I don't know, but there was arson possibly involved in that, but that's another subject maybe at some later point, because I'm interested.
And let's stay to the point, to what real life happened.
What happened. But the evidence that you're taking the structure and now rebuilding a new structure, and I said here at another hearing, is to build back better and build a safer environment and parking, road hazard, road studies. I've seen violations. I've seen this committee put impact 18 or so ramifications when they built the tent. And they probably violated 15 of them, including building a propane, building HVAC systems.
I believe everything just for the record, I believe everything was done with permits. If it was done after everything was done by code.
But I'm aware
that
Lou and others have made statements. The question that I have...
Not aware of those.
Okay. The question that I have is about... parking. From what I see in the plans, there's 226 seats inside this building with 15 parking spots or 28 parking spots. You're going to create basically a steel ring around this new building. It creates a hazard, creates more people parking on the street. They continually to park on Shabbos overnight. I see this now at 109, over this past weekend, there's about 10 cars in their parking, and then there's 3 cars outside overnight. So, and I called the police at times, I didn't call this weekend, but I just think that the community, the congregants, are not following proper guidelines and procedures that are in place to maintain safety, including road hazard. Now, from what I understand, the building is going to be built. There's an entrance that's going to be made on Overlook, from what I saw, and an exit onto Northridge. And just wondering, you know, traffic, safety, and parking, and getting vehicles in there that to help extinguish a fire or respond to an emergency. I mean, you're dealing with creating a ring of cars of steel. No one's going to take their car keys and move their cars during Shabbos and have car keys. God forbid there's a fire again on the Sabbath. No one has the car keys and moving around. What kind of safety officer is there going to be involved inside that building? Who is going to be in charge of safety in that building? Who's going to be held accountable for it? Because my neighbor almost lost their homes during that first fire, and I just think it is a constant violation of bad behaviors that go on against. And that's manifesting itself in other structures and other buildings in the neighborhood, including 109 and other areas. That's what I've been...
So 109 I'm not aware of. I'm sorry, it's the first time I'm hearing about it. Normally our code enforcer lets us know if there's an issue. If there is an issue, you're always welcome to call PD for the street or our code enforcer.
Yeah,
if you feel... Let me just respond to your comment.
Please.
So if there's any issues, you're always welcome to call our code enforcer. And he may drive by there. He's not in charge on the road. That's Avastro PD is responsible for the road. We have no jurisdiction on the road itself. Now, regarding your concerns about this plan, just for the record, this was built the opposite in order for safety matters. They are going and spending a lot more money to open up a entrance from Overlook in order to create a flow through traffic, so it shouldn't be everything on your street where you live on Northridge. It should be an entrance and an exit. Now, regarding your fire call comment, the fire truck can go through and through the entire building. There's enough space.
There's not enough space to make the turn.
I've spoken to the fire inspector. I asked them the questions. I was notified that it is in safe for a fire department. I spoke to our village planner. So based on my recollection,
I think you need to look at the diameter of the turn.
He doesn't have to turn. He can back up. Trucks back up all the time. So there's ways to get to the back of both sides of the building. Plus, they're doing a sprinkler system in the building.
Of course.
The former building had no sprinkler system because...
It was a trailer home. That's what that building was.
I don't know what it was. I know that what they're building is going to be a safe building. And I don't think congregants are going to spend now, based
and
on
the
plans, $2-3 million.
The house of worship is supposed to be for the community.
Yes.
Why are there so many cars that drive there if people should walk?
We don't dictate people if they walk or drive.
It's just like
I drive to the synagogue.
Everyone has to have their car there, so it fills up. It fills up the street and creates that.
So that's why they're coming in with 28 parking spots. I think that's more than enough for the weekday services.
226 seats. How is that?
The planning board chair.
Planning board. Thank you. He read to us last week about the size of a synagogue, of a house of worship. And this is a large house of worship with 226 seats.
Again, I'm not aware what he read to you. I wasn't at the meeting.
Where are the people going to congregate when they leave? Are they going to create a road hazard?
I don't think it will be a road hazard. And if there is a road hazard, we'll deal with it then. If they have 228 people coming in one weekend and you feel that the road is over-created...
It's too late.
No. If it happens one week, it'll happen the week after. We'll deal with it then. But they have the right, based on our code, to build a house of worship up to 10,000 square feet. We can't stop them to have 228.
But have a certificate of occupancy.
They have. They will get for the 228.
200 you'll have.
Why not? The code allows it. It's not... We want them to build a safe building. They are based on the plan, based on the comments, and based on everything. So as far as I see it, I don't see any issue with the fire department, with the width. I see that what they did, their plan was a very elaborate plan of traffic flow in and out. And I see a lot of parking spaces. Basically, it shows to me that they're really trying to minimize the cars that will be on the street. Now, if we're wrong about it, we'll deal with it then. But right now, it looks a very elaborate
plan. I just want to make one comment.
The blasting permit to bring down that ledge, there's a big rock ledge in the parcel itself.
We don't give blasting permits. So I don't think they're going to be blasting them out.
We were told that it was going to be blasted.
I'm not sure who you were told, because we don't give the permit to blast, so I don't think they're allowed to blast.
What do you mean, like,
and we're not going to do a Q&A just to the person.
Yeah.
You keep on mentioning about 220 some odd seats. You do realize that's seats, not families, right? Most families here are a family of at least seven to more individuals. That's including the seats are women and children. So it's not going to be 228 cars. I think there's...
No.
How many members are there? Maybe 50? Maybe, how many?
30.
30?
Listen, I'm looking for good service there.
No, I know, but you're concerned about the parking. If there's 20 some odd parking
28.
Spots, 28 parking spots, it's 30 members. Even if every member drives, which they probably don't, there's not that big of an overflow. If there is an overflow on Carson Street, you're talking about maybe one or two cars.
From your mouth to God's ears, okay.
Right now, at this current state.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Again, I appreciate it.
But we definitely care the comments of the residents on these things. And that's what
you'll hear from my concerned neighbors as well.
No problem.
All right. Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.
Anyone else wants to speak?
To talk. Told him that.
So it's Sylvia Watford, 6 Northridge Road. I'm right behind this facility.
Yes.
And I can tell you that the temporary situation, the temporary structure that we had prior to starting this, there was noise that was totally unacceptable. We called the police a couple of times. I have small kids that live with me. And at 11 o'clock at night, we were hearing the music and all of that. So I can imagine that facility, that the temporary one, did not have 228 people that's going to be in there. And you can also look at how, when you look at Hallie, I have been told that I could not come up, Helen, because you were having something was going on. You had an affair that was going on. That is really not conducive to me. I shouldn't have to go through that. And that's not even half the size of what we're talking about now. So what will happen when there's something on Hallie and then there's something on Northridge? How do I get to my house? That's an inconvenience to not only me, but anybody that lives up here in this area. So we have to be more considerate of what's going on. And the other thing is, so we got the noise. And then you're going to have lights. That impacts me because I am attached to that property. So I, again, young kids, your lights are going to be on, the lights are going to be on, and it's going to bother me because I can see it out of my bedrooms, and it's not going to be pleasant. There's going to be noise. What about pollution? What happens to garbage? Our garbage gets picked up on Mondays and Thursdays. What's going on with that?
Any other questions?
Sure. You're talking about putting a driveway coming from Overlook down around the building. That's going to be pollution for me. It is. So I'm not saying you can't have a house of worship. I'm saying the size of that in this area is not really conducive to us, to me, to have that. And will we get proper notification when you're having large sales? Because right now we don't.
What?
Proper notification when there's going to be a large event. And I can imagine that there's going to be quite a few in this size of structure.
So, any other questions?
Are you going to answer the one?
I'm going to try. I want to hear all your questions.
I'm done.
You're done. Okay, so regarding the pollution, I see at their plan, they're planning on putting in, if you're the property behind them, if you claim that you're here, I don't know which one.
No,
because
I'm 6 Northridge.
So you're behind them.
I'm behind them.
So I see a bunch of trees that are being, 19 green giant trees are being built along the whole driveway, along the whole driveway on the side behind your property. So those green giants, I believe, will number one, block the cars from you seeing them. And I also believe that the lighting, which again, we requested that they should be shut at a certain hour and they shouldn't be shining in people's bedrooms, which I don't think they will. It's just for safety for their parking lot. Once those green giants are built, I don't think it's going to light into your property. The noise that happened currently when they had the temporary structure, I do not know about it. This is the first time I hear about it. But if there was noise, there was noise. Again, a tent is not the same as a structure. I'm sure the structure will be a closed structure, will be an expensive structure the way I look at it. And I'm sure that the noise, if it will be, it will be inside, so the opposite. The new structure will be better for noise, what was around. We also, just for the record, we approved in 2023, we already approved them a house of worship.
It's sadly, you can't have a house of worship. I'm just saying the size of it.
They're actually smaller now than what they came originally. They're smaller than Haley, than the one that you mentioned on Haley. They are smaller than them. They're smaller than what they originally came with. So they really listened to our comments, and they tried to accommodate, to try to do as best as possible to fit inside the neighborhood. Now, I'm sure it cannot make everyone happy, but we tried definitely to put in as much buffer with trees and things around it to make sure that the neighbors will be minimized of any, like you said, pollution and other stuff. Noise, I'm sure that that they will try to minimize it. Regarding, you mentioned that you weren't able to drive up the road, we have what it's called a block party permit. Any block party permit that comes in, they need to get a permit from Village Hall. It usually gets posted on our website when a block permit gets issued. Normally, when that permit gets issued, whoever closes the road is told that they have to let local neighbors drive through or give them a way to go around to reach their destination. So I do not think, besides if there was a 5 minute that they couldn't allow people for kid safety, I'm sure that they would allow people to go through without a problem. You mentioned also about events. We in the special permit only allow the members of the actual temple to have events there. Outside parties are not allowed by the special permit. If they do something, we can't, you know, if we get a complaint, we'll deal with it. But our special permit is only for the house of worship, its members, and what they need for their worshiping and events of their holidays. Those are allowed as events in the temple. You mentioned about traffic. Again, I think it's going to be a much better plan. Did I not mention any of your concerns yet? Not answer?
So tell me how it's going to be better from a traffic standpoint. We got 228 people.
So he already responded that I don't believe there's 228 cars of members that want to come.
That there's 228 cars, but even if it's 100 cars, that's an issue.
I don't see how there's going to be 100 cars, and if there is, they're going to have a big problem themselves, because I'm sure their own members live around there. I don't believe there's going to be hundreds of cars there every day. Maybe I'm naive, but I doubt it. Even when they did have the house of worship before the fire, I don't think they had 100 cars parked outside here. They had close to that. They had 2,000 square foot less or more. Again, they had a large enough temple that would have, that had the same members still live there. And I'm sure that they're going to be more understanding to their neighbors and try to accommodate and to minimize the friction and the noise, whatever they can, up to whatever they can, to make sure it's a better and a safer environment, a more happier area, so everyone should be okay with.
So let me tell you about the blasting, because you will have to blast. That is a mountain, it's a rock. It's
so
part of a mountain, and you're talking about building a road through that. That's blasting.
So as far as I know, we don't get
the applicant.
I know, we'll ask the applicant, but as far as I know, Pomona has not issued a blasting permit in the last
couple
of years.
Pomona cannot issue a blasting
permit. They did in the past. They didn't in the last 6-7 years. They didn't approve any blasting permit. The last blasting permit caused a major insurance issue for multiple residents when they blasted. I think it was in 2017 or 2016. The last blasting was before my days.
Yeah.
But we are not issuing any blasting permits.
Okay, so then you won't have a road in the back of that.
I don't know how they're going to do. We can ask the applicant is going to tell us how they're going to do the road, if you have a concern.
It has to be blasted.
No problem.
Okay.
The applicant
has... The blasting, they may or may not blast, but they can jackhammer, which is another technique, which can also rattle
So it's the same. It has the same thing.
I wouldn't say it's necessarily the same, but it's
No, 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 please. That's not open. It's not a Q&A. I responded. I went. The amazing that. I tried to respond as much to your concerns, but I don't think it's going to become a Q&A. And we do not issue blasting permits, and we will ask the applicant to tell us what they plan on doing.
Okay.
Okay, anyone else?
Okay. So, you're talking about building a road on Overlook. Where is this road going to be on Overlook? There's a house behind the temple, and my house is two doors down from the temple. So, I would like to know, where is the road coming from?
It's in the plan.
I didn't get a plan because there was no notice of a meeting.
So there is a notice on our website. The plans are on our website.
Okay.
All the people who are within 500 feet from the house of worship received a notice.
I did not get a notice.
So I guess you're not 500 feet from the
I
house
am,
of worship.
I am. I'm definitely
what is, what is your What is your last name?
DeFore Pierce.
70, what's your address?
77 Overlook.
I'm going to check. Go ahead. Let's continue. I'm checking if your name is on that
so
list.
So my concern is the safety, because when there was a fire, all the embers was flying in my yard, burning my grass for 2 days. So there is a safety issue. So my concern again, where is this road? Because there is a house right next to this building that you are saying is going up. There's a fire hydrant there. So where's the road going?
You can go ahead and finish your comments, ma'am.
I wasn't walking and didn't see the signs, I wouldn't have known. The other question is, I'm not concerned about cars, I'm concerned about people walking on Saturday. Because people have no regard on Saturday for people driving below the speed limit. That's me. I don't drive 30 on Saturday. And again, when people are in the middle of the street and they don't move, I honk my horn. And when I honk my horn on Haley last year, I was spat on and I was cursed at. So again, it's my safety as I try to protect the people that are walking on the road. To let them know that my car is approaching if they don't hear me and if they don't move out of the road. So it is my obligation to honk the horn and let them know. And this creates tension, apparently, because I was spat at and cursed at.
That is very shocking. I'm so
sorry. Oh no, I let you all know last time when it happened. So I'm letting you know again, my concern is the safety for everyone. And I gave the trustees and the mayor what the walking information for people to walk, what the law is. People still walk against traffic, not facing traffic. So, safety issue. Major safety issue.
Could you explain to me how is that safety issue connected with the house of worship that the applicant is asking to build?
They will be walking on Overlook.
Okay, so the question, how many of your neighbors have dogs?
One second, Mark.
I'm asking a question. How many of your neighbors have dogs? How many of your neighbors have dogs?
I don't.
Do they walk in the street? that walk their dogs in the street? You don't know, you never saw a neighbor? Do you have a concern with that?
And again, when people walk, they should be facing traffic. That is the law. No one is facing traffic as they walk. Mr. Mark Greenberg.
You were in the middle of answering me, sorry.
What was your question?
My question is, what is
interrupted.
It? I apologize for that. I just want to know, how is this connected, walking on Haley, to the application that's here about Northridge?
Because you're saying there's going to be traffic on Overlook.
Traffic as what?
People walking. That
they're still there now. They're walking now already.
They do, and I'm saying they walk against traffic.
Okay.
They don't face traffic as they're walking.
Okay.
That's the safety concern.
Okay, so this is a safety concern that we need to educate the residents how to
and
walk
I
on the street.
And I did that the last time, and I brought copies of the law.
Okay.
And the people are still walking against
so
traffic.
So what do you want us to do about it? Tell me, and I'm going to try to see if we can accommodate
you. Well, why wasn't it done the last time?
We notified the residents to try to walk on the right side
and
of the road.
And no one's doing it.
So what do you want us to do?
I guess they have to follow the law. That's
I understand.
What you all are supposed to be here to instruct people to follow safety.
But we don't enforce the law. You agree with that, right? Police is the only one who can enforce
and
the
again,
law.
And again, you said that you would instruct people to follow
we
the law.
We will encourage people to follow
well,
the law.
Encourage.
We will continue to do that, yes.
And again, when there are events that are going on and there are cars that are parked on Overlook, and with the parade, and with whatever event, people are always parked on my side of the street. So that
you want them to park on the other side?
Yes, please.
Okay, so we will ask the congregation that when they have an event, and they have this organization that helps them with the orange cones, to put the cones on the other
side. On the
side.
Opposite side.
We will ask them.
Because for years, people are on my lawn.
We will ask them. I can't promise, but we will ask them.
Cars on my lawn afterwards. No one cleans that up.
Got it.
So maybe you can encourage people not to drop garbage.
No problem.
That's other people's property.
Now, you asked a question about garbage. They are a commercial property, and therefore, they're considered a commercial property. They do not get to pick up on Monday and Thursday. They have to have a big garbage bin, which
mm-hmm.
they had now already, and they have a private carting that comes and picks it up. So
mm-hmm.
their garbage should not affect anybody in the neighborhood.
But I'm saying when there are events that are going on, there
okay.
are garbage from people leaving.
Okay.
And again,
so
they park on my side of the street, so I get that garbage.
So we legally we can't control where people park, but we will ask the congregation to take that in consideration. And if you do have garbage left in front of your property, send it to me, mendy.lasker@pomonavillage.com.
Mm-hmm.
Send me an email, and I will reach out to the congregation and ask them to have it cleaned up.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Any other issues?
I'm trying to think because I was interrupted.
No problem. I'm sorry. We're here to try to help.
So, how big is this building? You're saying it's not as big as Haley.
It's 80, it says over here on the plan, 8,600.
86 and change.
8,836 square feet.
Is it one level or two?
Two levels.
Okay. So if there are trees.
I can give you the set of my plans if you want it after so you can look it over.
Thank you.
No problem.
There are trees to block. So the trees that are now that are on Overlook, that means those trees are going to be plowed down? In order to make that road?
They're going to actually add more trees along older parking lots so that you should not have to see cars parked in their property when they have any type of event or congregation event or prayers, because their trees are going to be covering all sides of the property. And I will show it to you after. I will show you in the plan also.
Yeah,
you can see it.
Yeah, I see where the road is.
No problem.
You're saying the road is on Overlook.
Yes.
So that means somebody's house next door,
yes.
that road is going to be running by their house.
The road? I'm not sure what your question is then.
I'm just concerned about where the road on Overlook is.
I'll show it to you. No problem.
It's not a road, it's a driveway.
No problem.
Because, yeah, that's basically, I heard road, and I'm thinking, what road?
No problem, I'll show it to you.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
You're welcome. Anyone else? Or comments?
Mr. Gallandera, can you respond to some of the comments?
So every house, I've been building houses over here since 2015. Before that, every house that you build in Pomona needs to be hammered. And the same way, when we do a foundation on a house, we hammer the foundation, the same way that's going to be hammered. There's no blasting.
And how many days do you foresee this noisy concern?
This is not a big one. I mean, hopefully that the actual building where the foundation is, it doesn't have to be hammered much because there was an existing structure there.
So where the driveway, where they have to...
That was the reason initially that they didn't have the driveways connected, but the village requested that it should be connected, so that comes with it.
Could they try to make sure that when they hammer it during not 8 a.m., like it should start like
sure.
9 a.m. to 6 p.m., shouldn't be like crazy hours?
Sure.
Because I know normally you're allowed to do work from 7, but if hammering is very noisy, we want to minimize.
In general, I'm trying to start anyway to work, not before 8.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
As far as the garbage, can you use this again? Reiterate, where will the commercial garbage pickup be? Which side?
The garbage pickup, I see, they didn't show it in the plan. Coming from the parking of Northridge,
yeah.
Right across.
So at the end, where that
right
built in?
Yes.
So this would be the north, am I reading this correctly, the northern side?
Yeah, I guess so. And is you know if they're gonna come very, because we don't want to affect the neighbors, so the garbage truck shouldn't come at 6 a.m. or 5:30.
So again, that's.
Could you tell it to the applicant?
I can tell the applicant. It's all depending, I guess, how much they're gonna use the facility.
Because we heard from other houses of worship that sometimes the neighbors are very concerned when it comes like too early in the morning.
Yeah.
So if we can add that as a, I don't know, as a condition, but that the garbage company shouldn't come before 7, like before 7 a.m., 6:45, 7. So
you can actually change an amendment into the house.
Yeah, but now, but an amendment to the law is going to be a law.
Or make a condition.
So we'll add a condition. So it shouldn't be noisy.
That should be picked up.
Mr. Zaidel, is that a good solution? Absolutely. I just want to make sure. 100%. Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah, there was some issues that they used to come
very early. 5:30, 6, yeah. And it shouldn't be, yeah. So, Brian, if we can add another condition that the carting company shouldn't come before, like, 7 a.m., is that something we have to
do?
No, 8 a.m. Normal hours when work can start. Why should a truck allowed to come and start doing work and we're not allowed to garbage? 7 a.m. is when the garbage come, when the truck are allowed to start working.
Right. Feasible?
Right. The same as work hours.
I can look them up. I don't know what your hours are.
No. Can we add
right now? It should be consistent with your noise.
With your noise regulations. Yeah. So can we add that in the condition?
Yes. Add it as a condition.
As a condition. Okay.
Okay.
Perfect.
Thank you. As far as...
And the lighting not shining on the neighbor's property. If you want to make sure...
That is provided to the village engineer to look over and to see if it's satisfied.
And so far, when he looked it over...
And there are any comments that there's an issue.
There's an issue, okay. Because we don't want to hear from the neighbors that it's shining on their property.
Can you...
There's no comment that's an issue. There was one comment from the village planner on the timing that it should shut off. That the light should go off, that it shouldn't go all night, which we agree that the village should give a time and it's going to go off. The main light, not the low safety light.
Okay.
Can you discuss with the applicant concerning if there are vents, so that, again, with the cones, that they will be on one side of the street and not the other?
Good.
Okay.
And if possible, on the... On overlook, it should be on the other side of 77. So but we'll ask. We'll mention it. Yes. But again, that I'm not going to put as a condition because again, we can't decide on parking. We're going to try to accommodate the request.
Okay.
There was a concern about how it's going to look on overlook, the trees, meaning because I don't know what it looks now.
are they going to, when they walk by the street on Overlook, are they going to still see? No, because I see four, five trees that are still there, and I see 120 trees along the parking lot.
So there's, if you look, okay, there's the existing trees that are by the road.
Yes.
But that's not being touched.
Okay.
And then there's trees covering the building and covering the parking.
But when you stand on Overlook, are you going to see the, because of those trees, the 20 WB trees that I see over here, whatever that means, I don't know what that
so
means.
These will be, these are not giant greens, right? Not like the
no,
ones
the giant
on the
greens are here.
No, so that's
18 inches. What, the 20 BWBs? Are 18 inches, and they grow to what?
As long as you are there. I think the maximum that it can grow usually is 36 inches before it's losing the base.
Okay. So that should cover the base of the car,
yeah.
Because Overlook is also higher than the property, right?
Overlook is Overlook is the side where
it's higher.
It's
so
higher.
You're driving down.
Yes.
Got it.
Okay.
Got it. Okay.
Anything else, okay?
So as far as the eastern side where the giant greens are gonna be. So where can you plan it so they will be on premises before?
No.
Before the rest is finished?
It's hard to say because usually
you only plant at certain times of the year.
Because of that, usually from experience I've done in the past, the trees don't make it through a year. It dies.
So you want it after it's done?
You want when the property is stabilized. Because as long as there's machines and movement around it, the trees are being killed. So you're gonna left with that trees.
Okay. No, okay. Elon, when the project is still under construction.
Again, they don't put up a full fencing, and what we can do is on the fencing to put up
a
privacy.
Greenery, okay, privacy, okay, good. So it should be less of
an eyesore.
I don't want to say eyesore, but
nuisance.
Yeah, basically, he's referring to basically lights from cars. That's basically the.
Lights from cars are not going to have because it's always the construction's only going between 8 to 86.
Okay. As I said, you said there's fencing? Okay, good enough.
Okay.
There's fencing, good enough. Thank you.
Any other comments from residents? Any other residents who wanted to speak?
Okay. How long will this process take?
Again, the experience that we have usually with houses of worship, it takes about 18 months for their project to be built.
Again,
it all depends on money, but I'm saying based on our experience of the three houses of worship that were approved already, it was about 18 months. And can we make sure that during the construction it's all going to be fenced around so they won't have to...
It will be.
Okay, good.
It's already and it will be.
It will be. Now it's already fenced?
Yes.
Okay, good. No, for safety purposes.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to for insurance purposes anyway.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay,
thank you.
What?
Comment?
Yes.
I would ask the board and the supporting attorney and so on, take a look at the property so you understand what we're talking about here. I bet half of you have not seen the property at all. And I feel that if I was on the board or other board members, I would want to do a deeper dive into what I'm reviewing and approving.
So we visited the property. I didn't say we just didn't visit it this past week or so, 2 weeks. That's why I asked, if there's a fence around there. But we visited the property two or three times to check it out. We were there actually after the fire. And again, it was a devastating fire. No one should ever know about such a thing. Thank God no one was hurt and no other properties were damaged.
I wouldn't say nobody was hurt. I think a lot of people were hurt. Maybe not physically.
No, I'm saying physically. And
I'm
sorry.
The loss of holy scribes and everything else and the experience that I went through.
We all went through.
I experienced trauma.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, the only thing I apologize is for you mentioned that some of the fire burned. I'm sorry about it. It's the first time I'm being told about it. If I'm sure if the congregation would have known,
that would offer you to fix that grass.
You can still fix the path in the grass.
Is it still, the grass is still? Okay, so tell us, we will try to have them come and fix it for you.
Okay,
we will try.
Okay. Brian.
I came in a little late, but I'd like to understand, are you guys going to put a driveway around the place?
Yes. Not me. The applicant is offering to put a driveway around. I'm not building it, and I'm not a congregant here.
All right. So, that on the far side, it overlooked the it's all rock.
Huh?
It's all rock.
Yeah, they're going to work on it. They're going to make a drive down, and it was approved by our engineer, so I'm sure it's all done the right way with the proper engineering, with the proper drainage, with the zero net runoff. So I'm sure all that is being taken into consideration when they're going to build it. And they're going to have to put up an escrow to make sure that what they're saying they're going to do, they will end up doing. So we don't take things light. When we approve a house of worship, it's to accommodate the needs of our lupa and the neighborhood people who want to worship. And it's okay for anybody. Anyone who comes for a neighborhood house of worship is welcome to come for an application. But at the same time, we want to make sure it's built safe, sound, and proper. And we heard some comments from residents, and we just added another condition in the special permit that we may not approve tonight. We added a condition about making sure that the carting company doesn't come too early in the morning so that the neighbors don't get affected. We want to make sure the trees are there, and as you heard, they're not going to be blasting. So I hope it's going to be as safe and as better than what it's now, and it's going to be a nicer place for the entire neighborhood, and I'm sure it's going to bring up in value for the neighborhood. 8,836. Two floors.
Number nine.
The average home in Pomona, a large home in Pomona, is about 6,500 square foot, so it's not that much bigger.
Bigger than the houses in that area.
Again, I said the average home in Pomona is about 6,000 square foot with a basement, and this is not much bigger. And again, they have the right by law, so we're trying to accommodate. They originally came in with a larger plan. We made them change it. We made them connect the driveways because we wanted to be safer. We didn't want cars going in and out from both streets. We wanted to be that neighbors should know which way you go in, which way you go out, so there's no confusion. People know where to look out for cars. When you're going to walk by Overlook, you're not going to have to be worried a car is going to come out on you because it's not an exit, it's an entrance. So we hope it's going to be safe and better for the entire neighborhood.
So the exit will be on?
The exit is going to be on Northridge, the entrance is going to be on Overlook. That's what it says on the plan, but again, if they're going to come out from both, I don't know, but as far as I know, the exit is on Northridge, the entrance is on Overlook. We're not the police, we're trying to just do as much as possible to make sure it looks good.
So will you have signs that indicate?
Well, we're gonna see. Yes, they're gonna have signs. Yes.
How about one of the flat tire devices that you go over?
Again, we're not. That I'm not doing. You're gonna.
Just an idea.
I know. But we're gonna just have signs showing the entrance and exit. We're not supposed to, you know.
Okay. So based on this,
again, this is again when people don't stop at stop signs. Is that it's something that we are very disappointed. We try to encourage. We put up new ones to make it safer. I drove by there three times, and all three times people stopped. So, okay. As for advice of the attorney, I can't have this Q&A.
Okay.
I want to address the mayor.
Yeah.
Mayor. Yes.
Those scooter bikes. Mm-hmm. It's a problem in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. It wasn't there before. Mm-hmm. Somebody gonna get hurt. Because kids riding the bus, I know they want to have fun. I don't have no problem with that. But I do have a problem with if I happen to
electric or manual?
So both. So as mayor, I would like for you to address that with the community. Because you have the power, but you have to utilize it.
Best
mayor,
idea.
Mayor, if I may ask, at our next meeting, we'll have a conversation about it.
Yes, but I'm just saying the best idea, and we have a very good relationship with Havistraw PD. They are extremely helpful, and in the past, they were extremely willing to come when there were specifically teenagers that were riding electric bicycles in a irresponsible way. They came like just like that. I encourage you to contact them. They are extremely helpful in this. We had this in the past a few months ago. They came immediately, and they dealt with the issue. So I encourage everybody to utilize it. Havistraw PD was extremely helpful. I can't say that for other PDs in our jurisdiction, but Havistraw PD was extremely helpful. Yeah, I think today, Mr. Lasker, you broke a little bit decorum with the Q&A, so let's please return to... Okay, Mr. Nugent. So what's the next phase?
If you're done hearing from the public, you would close the public hearing, and then you have the resolution before you to consider.
I'll make a motion to close the public hearing. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Trustee Zagdel. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 4-0. 1. Now, Brian, what is the next step?
Well, to your agenda, but you have the resolution drafted with conditions, or you can go through your agenda and do that wherever. I don't know if you have it on there, particular
so
spot.
I'm in favor to look at the motion that was shared by the attorney, and I'm in favor with all the conditions that were said and added at the meeting. I'm in favor of moving forward.
So I wrote down. One extra at number 9, that would be with the carding. Anything else?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Anything else?
With what?
As far as conditions.
I think the
so
conditions.
So one condition
well.
Was mentioned be beyond the. Beyond.
They say to approve it upon these conditions?
Yes. So any other comments?
Are they going to address these conditions?
Well, we just heard. Yeah, I mean, at least.
They cannot. The special permit is dependent on these conditions.
Yes.
And I don't think there's any
issue
with those requests.
So no, well, all of them, all the conditions, all the conditions, talking about all the conditions.
All of them.
All the conditions, so, including the ones that were requested tonight.
So,
probably one.
What?
Just one. We
one condition tonight.
The
one
condition. Refuse and recycling.
And then a request of...
That's a separate, but that's not a condition.
Condition for the city.
Okay, so if that's the case, let me just read, and let me just read what I have, and let's move from there. So... if that's the case, the motion would be to approve the special permit subject to conditions for the neighborhood house of worship at 34 Northridge, and the conditions are number 1, the above warehouse clauses are incorporated therein, as set forth in full. Number 2, special permit application is hereby approved subject to the following condition. Condition number 1, the applicant must obtain site plan approval from the Village of Pomona Planning Board prior to commencement of construction. Number 2, street parking shall be permitted on only one side of the street, with such side be determined by the Village Board for 750 feet of the proposed main entrance to the House of Worship. Number 3, applicant shall comply with the village code provisions concerning houses of worship and building construction, the state building code provisions applicable to the house of worship, and all applicable duly enacted laws and regulations pertaining to the health, safety, and welfare of occupants and visitors to the house of worship. Number 4, special permit is limited to the principal use of holding a regularly scheduled religious service, accessory uses such as classrooms, social halls, administrative offices, baths, gymnasiums, and or indoor recreation facilities may be provided so long as such accessory uses in their aggregate shall be subordinate to the size and use of the neighborhood house of worship. Nothing herein shall be construed to authorize any other uses or operations on the property. Condition number 5, the applicant shall comply with and address comments issued by the village professionals, including number 1, May 17th, 2026, memorandum of the village planner Nelson Pope and Voris LLC, and number two, the May 14th, 2026 memorandum of village engineer Spence Engineering. Number six, unless additional approvals are obtained from the village of Pomona, the applicant's project must proceed as approved by the village board, planning board, and or zoning board of appeals and building inspector, or from now on, the village authorities. Unapproved deviations from the approvals of the village authorities shall render the special permit approval void. Number seven, the special permit is approved in reliance on true and accurate representations and submissions from the applicant, and any material misrepresentation by the applicant in its submissions shall render the special permit void. Condition number eight, applicant shall report to the village board via the village clerk within 14 days of occurrence any of the following events: A, approval or denial of site plan approval from the planning board; B, withdrawal of special permit application or planning board site plan application; C, any change in ownership of the property while any of the applicant's applications related to this special permit are pending before the village board or planning board; and D, any material circumstances arising during the pendency of the application's special permit application or site plan application that a reasonable person would know would affect the approvals of the application if disclosed to the village. Condition 9. Any refuse or recycling pickup at the property shall not occur before 7 a.m. Number that, did we mention not working before 8 on...
No, that's fine. That's accepted.
Fine. Okay. Okay, these are the 9 conditions. The village board will determine the proposed action will not have any significant adverse environmental impact and hereby issues a negative declaration for the reason of set forth in part 3 of the full environmental assessment form. The mayor, or his absence or inability to act, deputy mayor is hereby authorized to take any and all actions necessary to carry out the provisions of this resolution. Further, all employees, officials, and consultants, as directed by the mayor or deputy mayor, are hereby authorized to take any and all actions necessary to carry out the provisions of this resolution. Number 5, the resolution shall be effective immediately.
I'll second it.
Okay.
Mayor, just for the record, you also made a neg deck in your resolution, right, Brian?
Yes, you did.
So there's a neg deck. We have by us the part 2 and part 3 of the CECRA review as prepared by our planner, so we have it here. We looked it over, and we don't find any major impact.
Okay. Yes.
So for the record, I just want to say we have it with us, and we looked at it. What else? Is there all your comments are included? They still need to finish. They still need to go back to planning board next month.
When is your next planning board, Mr. 11th?
The 11th of June.
And what was the there? You're mostly finished there, or there's still discussions to be made?
Same on Spence's comments.
Oh, okay. So Okay. If that's it, I'll just okay. Let's begin. So yay from me, Mr. Lasker. What about
yay? Yay.
One second. Mr. Zaidel says yay. Mr. Greenberg says yay. Mr. Greenwald is not here. Okay. So this motion carries 4 with 1 absent. At this point, this will be transferred to the planning board. They will continue from their aspect. Okay.
And then they still need to get building permits, and hopefully they will make sure that the neighbors are going to be okay with the project that's coming up there, and it's going to satisfy as much as possible and let the least pollution to the area.
Mr. Zaidel, anything for trustee period?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mr. Greenberg?
Nope.
Anything?
No.
Okay. Mr. Orange, floor is yours. Anything for you?
Yes. The deputy mayor reached out to me to ask me if I would do collections for the village to help out the village going forward. With escrows, I want to ask the board to allow, to authorize me to collect $2,500 for escrow. This way, because today all the bills we're getting, they're always short, somewhere between $700 and $1,000.
I see.
So both for planning and for zoning and for engineering, to request to increase that amount for $2,500.
I believe Mr. Zuma actually suggested that a couple of years ago, and I'm not sure why.
Do what?
To make sure that when people have applications to the planning board or the ZBA, that the escrows or the engineering, the escrows will be.
Mayor, if I may answer, for engineering, we usually, Martin Spence reviews the plans. He's the one who sets the escrow for the actual permits. On a normal permit that gets done as the normal process, they usually don't go over the 1500. What ends up happening is usually the ones who don't follow the plan, and they get stuck, and then it gets past the year.
Again, no news here, Mr. Lasker, but...
I think we should put on our agenda for next month to discuss the details and what needs to get done, Brian, to raise the fees for planning and zoning.
It's not fees, you're talking escrow.
Escrow right. Fees, yeah, the escrow.
The escrow, part. Yes.
The problem with escrow typically is you're taking an amount, your bills are coming in, by the time your bills get there, you know what I'm saying, that they've already spent the money, or sometimes the first billing comes in and it's gone. So the mission is to keep it current, you know, so you may need a higher initial amount to do that.
Say gold prices went up, both engineering, law, whatever it is.
Right. Well, so yeah, the escrow could increase.
Was good for 6-7 years ago. We're not getting there.
No, I agree. You need a higher escrow, but you also need to make sure that as it's dropping down, we can't wait till it gets to zero. We got to make them replenish before that.
He's asking, he wants us to raise the original, so we'll have to less run after the people to come
and
replenish.
I understand.
So
make the minimum amount too much, because each project has a different cost.
No, well, but for planning and zoning, it's pretty much. For planning
cost?
No, it is a minimum. There's no... You don't come to a planning board or zoning board,
fees for the permit, which is percentage-wise.
What Moshe is asking is actually something very correct. And for planning and zoning, I tried to push it off for a very long time, but he is right, and we end up in a loop constantly. So, Brian, do we need to make a motion? Do we need to make a discussion?
What is your right now?
Right now it's $1,500.
Right now we're planning on $1,500. Planning is on escrow. Already the ZBA and planning.
I'm not talking about the other one. Right now I'm focused.
For a year now, and I'm saying that the average, the two meetings, if it doesn't exceed two meetings, it's usually about $2,000.
$2,500, yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, I make a
just two meetings.
So
if we have more than that,
Mayor,
then we get closer to 3-4.
Mayor, if I may, based on the request of the village clerk, Ranan, if I may, based on the request of the village clerk, who also manages the planning and zoning, if I may, I would like to raise the escrow amount that we collect for planning and zoning, and it should be updated on the village schedule for planning and zoning from $1,500 to $2,500. Obviously, if anything is left, they get it back. Do I have a second on that?
Yes, before you continue.
Might need first a second. Let's just second and then we'll
okay.
discuss.
I'll second that.
Yes, second by Zandel.
So, Brian, by your estimation, if we take $2,500, how many meetings we're thinking about?
Oh, sounds like two from what most
people
say.
On an average meeting, they need to come the first meeting
to
present.
To
of course.
And then the second one is...
You're not listening to my question. Basically, we're finishing right now the 1500 in about two meetings, correct?
No.
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 1500
is before the first meeting.
Okay. So what we were talking about
an
maybe...
An average meeting costs about 2800, but you don't want
to... So my question is, why not go to 3000? Okay.
We're going to start with 25. We have a motion. We have a second. Can we have a vote? All in favor?
I need to understand.
So basically what he's saying is that there is a problem which has been for the past 2 years in which the escrows that we are asking right now, which is $1,500, run off very, very, very fast, and then we need to run after applicants to get the remainder to replenish. No matter what. Because what you're thinking about are the fees for the permits, which again are percentage based. This is not the case.
No, not here.
For a house of worship, no,
but think about it. Mark, have think, to pay it. One second. Mark, think about it. The meetings are...
I got.
The meetings are held... The meetings are held in the planning board and the zoning board of appeals. The expenses... Yes. I mean, the expenses are irrelevant to the amount of people, the scope of the project. Correct, because again, we're using the engineer, and the engineer takes the same amount. It doesn't matter if it's a big project or a small project. That's why this is a constant number, okay? Okay. So, okay, that's the reason.
You need to explain it.
Yeah, you are 100% correct, and he's 100% wrong. Which is a very common thing, by the way, just saying that.
What?
That he's 100% correct, and he's 100% wrong. That happens a lot. We can't tell him that, but it's a common thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so all in favor? Aye. I guess, Mr. Lasker, you're in favor? Are you in favor of the resolution?
Yes, yes.
Thank you. Favor of the resolution, so it passes 4-0-1.
Yes,
Mr.
Yes.
Nugent, the floor is yours.
I have nothing.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Yes, Mr. Orange, you're...
For the
tennis court.
Not
yes.
Yet. We're gonna wait.
Okay.
We did it last year, didn't we?
No. Yes. No. We didn't 2 years ago.
3 years ago. No. When did we do
two
that?
Years ago.
2 years ago. It's 2 years ago.
You can have it.
You can have it. Yes. You're welcome.
Two years ago. Yes. 2 years ago. At this point. At this point, what are your thoughts? You think we...
Outwash?
Yeah.
Not yet. I want to redo for when we get a grant.
Yeah, I mean,
but
you're
going to get a grant when you're going to get... You're going to get a grant when you're... Okay. That's going to be interesting to hear. Okay. Mr. Nugent, the floor is yours.
No.
Nothing. Anything for executive session?
No. Not for me.
Anything...
Pending.
Okay. Just having fun.
Okay.
I know. Okay, I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second
by Mr. Lasker. In favor?
Aye.
Okay. Okay. Okay.